Hi, my name is Vicky. I'm the creator and founder of The Groove Project Australia, helping you find your groove, create your groove, and live an amazing, delicious life. This is a snack size episode aimed at anyone who is pre-bariatric surgery or even post-bariatric surgery. Little hints and tips and ideas to help you navigate the process, hopefully a little bit smoother. Don't worry if you're not someone who has had surgery or are considering having surgery. These tips might just help you as well. Hope you enjoy them. Okay, so before I start today's little snack size episode, I'm going to put in a disclaimer. What I'm about to talk about is not revolutionary. It's not anything we haven't possibly done a bunch of times, but I want to talk to you about why it's still really important before you have bariatric surgery. So, of course, I'm talking about the traditional transformation photos. Now, please note that I did not call them before and after photos. I have done before and after photos in the past. As you might remember from my first episode, I've never actually reached a goal that either myself or anyone else has set for me. So I don't have traditional after photos, but I have before I started a particular diet, and I've got the after I finished or I gave up on or I thought that it was just a mid-program photo, but was really an after photo of that particular program that I was doing. When you are having bariatric surgery, you don't have after photos. This is something that is going to be with you for the rest of your life. Unless you are somebody who has the type of surgery or you're listening into the future where these things can be reversed. But generally, if you're having a bypass or a sleeve, which are the two most common ones at the moment, that those procedures and the outcomes of those procedures are going to be with you until the day you take this last breath on earth. So really, we don't have after photos. But what I want to encourage you to do still is before you have your surgery, even from now, even if your surgery is a year out, a lot of people I know are waiting for their private health insurance, particularly in Australia, to kick in, and it takes a year. Some people wait for their super, some people are waiting to save, but generally most of us have a little bit of time before we start getting ready for that operation. So what I want to encourage you to do is take some photos. Take those photos in various layers of clothing. You might find that later on you are going to be comfortable showing or wanting to see those underwear or bikini photos. Or two-piece photos or whatever it is. But in the beginning, you might just decide that clothing photos are the ones that you want to share, or they might just be the only ones you want to share and you keep the other ones private. I really want to encourage you to consider the clothes that you take your photos in. And then I want you to remember to keep those clothes as well, because you are going to want to see how big those clothes are going to get for you in the future and along the way. You might not think it's that important now, but from experience, I can tell you that having something that I can, particularly that first year, where you can really remember how tight it was or how it felt on your body, and then giving it, you know, first 3 to 6 months and then putting that item on again, it really does help with your brain to catch up to what is actually happening for you, because your brain takes a while to register the process. Particularly if you're having weight loss surgery, there are going to be some big drops very, very quickly that you are going to have to deal with. Now, not just for photos, I want to encourage you to start recording how you're feeling and talking into a video. So whether you choose to post that on social media is totally up to you, but record it in your phone. Just record yourself talking about how you're feeling right in this moment. If you are in that headspace where you don't like what you see, then you don't have to watch it now. keep it for a future date. Put it in an album, in your phone, or on your computer, or on a portable hard drive that is for your future self to look at. I promise you, there are so many people that I know that have regrets for not having more photos before they had the surgery, because whether you reach your goal or not, whether you have a little bit of regain, whether you have a lot of regain, it doesn't matter over the years. What you're going to want to see is when the you that made the decision to change your life in such a huge way. So as I near my 1 year surgiversary, what I'm seeing now on my memories is a lot of my photos that I took, because a year ago, I'd made my appointment to see the surgeon that I knew I was going to keep. And then in a couple of days, it will be when I actually saw my surgeon for the first time, and she gave me a surgery date at that appointment, pending some tests I had to do, which, you know, I sailed through apparently, and I had my surgery on the date that she first booked me in for, which wasn't all that long after my first appointment with her. But I now am seeing in through my memories all these videos and photos of what I was like a year ago. And it's been really helpful for my brain as well, because even, you know, 10 and a half, almost 11 months out from that surgery, my brain has a lot of trouble some days actually catching up with what I see in the mirror. You still kind of have your brain fat days where your brain just wants you to see that you are big when really you're not. And those photos and those videos are really going to help if you can sit back and watch. So take the photos, take the video, post them, hide them away, do them in a variety of clothes. It's up to you what you do with them, but I promise you, you will look back in a year's time, 6 months' time, 3 months' time, 2 years, whatever it is, and you'll be very grateful that you did it. So I hope this is a good reminder. I hope this was a good spurring on for you to actually do something about it. And I hope that you will join me for the next episode.